we need to be people who seek out criticism. What is the way we're supposed to treat this incident? When somebody tells us something that's negative about ourselves, how ought we to react? We see from a tradition, and this is one of a number of traditions from the Ahlul Bayt, this is just one of them. This is reported from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He's reported to have said, who is the most beloved of individuals in the sight of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam? It's that individual who gifts him with his faults. He gifts him with his faults. It's a perspective that if somebody tells me something negative about myself, wait a minute, actually, that's something which is really beneficial for me. I appreciate, that's a gift for me. I'm going to become happy when you point out something to me. When you criticize me, when you tell me that I've done something incorrect, then I'm not going to try to lash out at you, try to defend myself, try to whip out my stick, right? I'm going to thank you because you've done a favor to me. Why have you done a favor to me? Because after all, what am I here for in this world? What is the purpose why I've been created? The purpose is to become a perfect servant of Allah. Perfect. And we all know ourselves. We all know that we are not perfect. We have faults. And if we don't see that, brothers and sisters, if we don't realize that we are people who are needy of perfection, and if we don't have that desire for becoming perfect, then there is something wrong with us. That's not the way that we were created. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَالْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. This is all one sentence. It's all the same sentence, one after the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is building up to something very important that He wants to say. What is it that He wants to convey by swearing upon all these celestial bodies and amazing instances of His creation? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. If you want to take out one verse from the Quran which Allah has emphasized above others, this is the verse that you can choose. Whoever has purified his soul will be successful. And whoever sullies and dirties his soul has lost out. That means that I, if I'm a believer in the message of God, if I can connect to the reason why I've been created, I have to be on a search for the purification of my soul. Which means that one after the other, I need to hunt down these faults that I have and these flaws, and to take care of them, zap them away. Now, how am I going to find out what these faults are? One of the most effective ways is for the people who know me to inform me of them. Who is it that sees the bad side of me after all? So who is it that's going to be the best of my friends? Remember what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the best of my companions, the best of my friends. In other traditions we're told the one you should love the most is the one who can point out your faults to you in the best way.